now on Racing Pulse, RSN's racing editor, Matt Stewart.
What I find most uplifting about all this isn't specifically Cup Week. It is that this symbolises the future.
For more news, opinion and selections, head to rsn.net.au.
Matty Stewart, RSN's racing editor, joins us. Matty, more news every single day, as we tend to find in Cup Week. It's amazing, the horses that are falling by the wayside, and it's such disappointing news for all the connections who have travelled all the way out here with the way he goes. He's passed his scans, he's passed the pre-arrival tests, and then something happens while he's here in Australia. He was due to have a really important piece of work this morning with James McDonald heading down to Werribee, and the stable hands have arrived at the stables this morning. They've had a look at the horse and they've noticed some swelling, and he's been diagnosed with a slight tendon strain, so he is out of the Cup.
And there weren't a lot of internationals to start with, so that's one down. And then I think yesterday there was something like 15 of the top 25 on the ballot list had come out because of attrition. So it does happen every year, but it certainly doesn't usually happen to the degree that it's happening this year. And then the CT scanner is not being effective as of yesterday in knocking a few out, although it did with Young Werter.
And also Harpo Marks
from the Moonee Valley Cup. No update yet on the...
No, we're not sure if this part has arrived as yet.
The part might be in transit. Might be sitting on someone's lap in aisle 13 or something.
It's hard to get deliveries at this point in time with the COVID world, so a lot of things are running behind schedule.
I'm curious to see what this part looks like. It's so famous now, this part. So it's supposed to arrive maybe later today, be effective as of tomorrow. There were 16 horses that still required... checking. They were being substituted with the X-ray machine down at the Werribee Clinic. We're not sure exactly what order and which ones. They're going to keep that sort of information out of the public realm, but it's just another factor, isn't it, coming into it. Is when the part arrives, then suddenly the CT scanner is up and running again with only a few hours to be effective because the sedative required has to be out of their system by Tuesday.
Well, tomorrow's a cut-off day for CT scanning, so they need it to be up and running today or tomorrow to get as many as they can through, which I'm not too sure how many they can do in one day. There is some developing news as well. The connections of Forgot You, who, when we spoke to Trent Buston yesterday, basically said the Melbourne Cup's off the table because the logistics of it are just too arduous for the horse when he's heading to the Derby on Saturday. They've had a little rethink about that. And today, because it's not a standing CT scan, I believe, and he doesn't need to undergo much of the sedative, it's now the X-rays. They are going to actually take him to Werribee and have the X-ray done. They're a little annoyed that the X-rays couldn't have been done when it's a similar machine over in Cranbourne instead of having an hour and a half round trip. But they're going to get that done to keep the Melbourne Cup door ajar if he happens to win the Derby. And, gee, there's been rumours flying around about the Derby contenders as well. We can categorically say that Forget You is A-OK heading to the Derby.
Forgot You is in. I did have a chat to... Very short chat to Mick Price this morning about
Gunstock.
Gunstock. I was trying to call it the market. There was two with a similar name. Gunstock, who is the just about equal favourite, and in a very short clipped conversation, Mick Price told me the horse is fine. So his horse is fine, because the rumour was it was the favourite for the Derby, so there might have been confusion about whether it's Forgot You or Mick Price's runner, but according to both connections, their horses are absolutely fine for now. But knowing the attrition rate of this carnival, 5 minutes, who knows?
Which is what we want. And SMS just coming through. Is this a Werribee issue with Away He Goes? Now, that's something that will need to be looked at. There'll be full reviews, whether it was an issue from track work or whether the horse simply struck himself or injured himself in his box overnight, Away He Goes.
Well, I don't know whether you're going to be able to direct it, you know, to Werribee per se, but it happened at Werribee. But that debate's been going on for years now about Werribee, hasn't it? So interesting there. Talk about debates. Johnny Get Angry, horrible in the Geelong Cup. But I did have a chat to Dennis Pagan, who was down at Altona Beach with Johnny Get Angry this morning, about why are you running? Is there a little flicker of hope? And he did suggest there are a couple of things that justified him going into the Melbourne Cup. One of them was attrition. He makes a very interesting comment about that. But the main thing was the advice of Damien Oliver in a track gallop. And this is what Dennis Pagan had to say.
No, he took the headgear off, the blinkers, the crossover nose band, the tongue tie, and he galloped brilliantly yesterday. I got Damien to ride him, and I just wanted to say, what's your recommendation? He said, I was just going to put him off the handicap and see what happened. I'm never likely to get a horse that, what is in order of entry, whether he's 8 or 9 or 10. I'm never going to get that again. So I thought, I've just got to exhaust every avenue. So I was going to go off the handicap. And if he ran okay, I was going to run in the cup, but I doubt it. But after taking the gear off and after Damien riding him, and I just said to him, look, be firm with him. And he was. And his times were just sensational. You know what? All these scans and all these tests, I've got only 4 runners. Well, I didn't make the decision. I left it up to Damien. So what would you do? And Damien said, I'd run him. I was going to run him in the Hotham handicap test. And he said, no, just put him straight in the cup.
Second one. Yeah, well, the justification was basically all that gear he put on him at Geelong was a mistake. He took all the gear off, Ollie hopped on, and he scorched in a track gallop. And that was the reason why Johnny Get Angry has running in the Melbourne Cup.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because he was the story of the Spring Carnival last year, and he's going to add a lot more interest to once-a-year punters who watch the Melbourne Cup to see that Dennis Pagan, a 2-time AFL premiership winning coach, has his Derby winner from last year running in it. And as he says, he's number 7 in order of entry. But sadly for Johnny this time in, his form's been despicable. He got beaten 30 lengths in the Turnbull. He got beaten 20 lengths in the Geelong Cup. So the question is, does he deserve the place even if he is there instead of a horse like a Floating Artist or something who would probably start 3rd or 4th favourite? And I spoke to Glenn Boss about it just before. Gee, he was strong. This is what Glenn Boss had to say.
You know, he's a great story. I mean, he is a great story. I nominated as one of the greatest stories we had last year. But quite simply, he shouldn't be in the race. He's going to attract no turnover, no money. Of course, there's going to be the $1 and $2 punters out there, you know, because of the story. But he's simply going to do nothing for the race other than being a bit of a speed hump. So, you know what I mean? You've got to look at it in a sensible point of view. And yes, there's all these dreams and all these things, but that doesn't do anything for our industry as far as what goes ahead. You know, you need prize money, you need turnover. I know it's a harsh reality, but that's the simple thing. That's how I see it. You know, that horse should not be in the race. His form suggests he shouldn't be in the race.
Don't know about that. I think the Melbourne Cup's bigger than whether a horse has the right form to be in it or not. He's qualified 7 or 8. He's a Derby winner. He's a famous runner with a
famous
trainer.
How much does it cost to go all the way through with payments to get into the Melbourne Cup?
It's cost Dennis Pagan $150,000 all up. Extra 50 for the 4th payment.
And you get 160,000 down to 12th. You couldn't see him beating 12 home in a cup in the current form, could you?
No, but he said to me, what we didn't put to air was, he said, look, I've blown most of my super on racing anyway. I might as well blow the lot.
Well, he did get $1.5 million out of the Derby last year.
But I think Glenn's only half right. The Melbourne Cup, if it's true to its origins, it's a race for dreamers. The 2 bob punters once a year. A lot of people are going to be having something on Johnny Get Angry. Those $2 each way bets will add up with the familiarity with him and his horse. And I think Bossy's right for most races, but I think the Melbourne Cup's bigger than the purity of the field. And I'm happy to have the road hump, as he calls it, in the race.
We do know that the Moonee Valley Committee, which has its own controversy, can select the final field. That's not the case for the Melbourne Cup, although there is a line where there is some discretion for the VRC committee. But speaking to Lee Jordan, it's basically they have the discretion to bump a horse up one position. You can't take a horse out of the race. So if it got down to Floating Artist was 25 and there was a runner that was 24 in order of entry that was considered 100-to-1 shot, they could use their discretionary powers to put Floating Artist
but not
above
with Johnny,
number 25.
Who's 8 or 9, yeah.
Correct.
So,
and I think they've only done that once, maybe.
They did, and it was a international horse was involved. I'll think of it in a minute, but yeah, I mean, he's 7th. This is the Melbourne Cup. It's a race for... I remember Sunshine Sally. The only reason they wanted her in the race was so she was in front at the winning post the first time, and then they didn't care. So, let him run. It's a Melbourne Cup.
What else is making news this morning?
What's on your screen? I haven't got the order.
Oh, okay. Owners being sensitive about their horses.
Yes. It's a very big curiosity. We're actually talking out the back to Daniel and Sherelle McMahon about sensitivity of sports people these days and how there's a lot of counselling involved for players who struggle with the intense scrutiny. And we're talking about the situation in horse racing of people being offended on behalf of horses who can't be offended. And Oh, so I'm going to write just a little light-hearted story. Vin Cox obviously had a bit of a go back at comments that were made by certain commentators who will remain unnamed.
Who was that commentator?
Oh, I don't know. One of those blokes at .com, I think.
don't throw the .com boys under the bus.
Making a critique of the quality of State of Rest and then therefore the quality of the Cox plate. You know, the old saying of you can bag a bloke's wife but not his horse. I've never seen it tried to be applied technically because I reckon you'd run into a hell.
You normally bag both.
Yeah, I don't think it'd work too well. So it is interesting in horse racing where horses are a much more protected species from criticism than even humans who are much more easily offended. So interesting with the way we talk about horses.
What's the weather looking like? I know Cup Day, it could be 28 on Cup Day, which would be brilliant with 10,000 people out at Flemington. Derby Day's looking a little cooler. Have you spoken to Liam O'Keefe?
Yeah. Pretty much Flemington's looking at a good 4, improving to a good 3 for the first 2 days, Derby Day and Melbourne Cup Day. There's a bit of weather about later in the week and a cooler change. So first half of Cup Week, almost guaranteed to be perfect, dry, good 4 to good 3. But the long-range forecast is a bit unpredictable. But Liam's saying it will probably change for Oaks Day, and then we don't know quite what we're going to get for final day. It's really hot up in Sydney for the $7.5 million Golden Eagle, 30 today, 33 Friday, late shower. Nevesh Ramdani said it can be a bit fluky with maybe some late storms, but at the moment it's looking like 24 degrees, mostly sunny, good firm deck for Rose Hill.
Also, just a little bit of news. Sean Kelly's just texted me, said the part is due to arrive in Melbourne mid to late afternoon. So hopefully that means that the scan machine gets up and running again tomorrow. I don't know how many they can get scanned in one day, but that will be the plan there. And still no decision on Very Elegant. Chris Waller is weighing up whether he errs on the side of caution and says she's done enough this campaign, there's plenty of money to be won in Sydney in the autumn, or whether they have a roll at the dice and run in the cup again. Now, Jane Mack looking for a cup ride. Maybe that adds another little twist to the story as well, because Damien Lane is waiting to see whether Very Elegant goes there, because he's also got the option of riding the chosen one. So the jockey merry-go-round will continue.
No, exactly. J-Mac might run out of horses. So Nicky Jack Kay, speaking of running out of horses, Moody, nothing to do with the veterinary appraisal. He's just not really quite happy with the horse, and he's going out in the paddock, so it saves the vets the question mark of whether his action is suitable or so on. So he's out in the paddock. And it is going to be fascinating. There was a lot of Dale Monteith and others, there's a lot of buy into a story yesterday about, and you touched on this on the verdict as well, about how is it really possible, despite the fact that we have unique protocols here for the Melbourne Cup with scans and scintigraphy and so on, when push comes to shove, how can the Sydney stewards really see it differently? And if they do they run a risk with Gold Trip? So it's going to be fascinating to see whether they see it the same way as our vets, or whether they let Gold Trip go around as second favourite in the $700,000 Rose Hill Cup on Saturday.
Well, he'll need to be trotted up, I believe, and given the all clear beforehand. So hopefully we'll get some news on that when he arrives in Sydney. I'm not sure if it's today or tomorrow, because he'll need to get the green light by the vets. And then if he does, that opens up a Pandora's box about what, the differentiation in subjective decisions is between the Victorian vets and the New South Wales vets.
Exactly right.
Before.
Toby Koenig is the chief vet up there, and he'll be trotting up before him at, I think, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. So by the time we come on, we should have a bit of an idea.
Last one to leave on. A couple of SMSs have come through, and this pretty much sums up the sentiment, I suppose, of this. Hello, boys. I'm really concerned about Johnny Get Angry running in the cup. He obviously missed the spring with injury. Even if you forget his first two runs over unsuitable ground, the horse is not racing as well as it can. I backed him in the Derby. I love him. It would be sad to see him trailing the field by 30 lengths. I'm concerned for his welfare. That's from Deb. And then there's another SMS saying, this is what dreams are all about. If he's earned his spot in the Melbourne Cup, he should be allowed to run in the Melbourne Cup. And he loves Flemington. He might be able to turn his form around.
Yeah, I can sort of buy into both of those takes for sure. Hey, just quickly, if you're kicking back this afternoon and you want to have a really good read of a really great racing story, The Guardian has done one of the best reads I've read for some time on Frankie Dettori about his trials and tribulations, cocaine issues in his past, the plane that crashed that killed the pilot that he was in, family life, everything. It's just a really good read. So if you want to go to The Guardian UK, there's a terrific article on Frankie Dettori.
And don't go anywhere now, because coming up after the break, it's the FBI Freedman's Big Issues. Keen to relive the amazing Derby win of Mahogany and G Hall in the Derby. Get his thoughts, Lee Freedman's thoughts on this year's Derby and also the Cup, because it'll be the last time we speak to him before the Cup, and also the controversial protest from the Cox Plate as well. All that coming up with the FBI.
Beautiful.
All right, Matty, read all about it. More to come on Racing Pulse after this.
Download the RSN app for Apple and Android so you can listen anywhere, anytime.